Alice?
Hi.
So it's 3:50. 3:50 that I go in there?
Okay. No, 4:00 you go in. There's 3:50.
4:00 I go in there. Okay.
But
all right.
I'm sure they're. I'll check and make sure.
So, what do you do for work?
Okay, so right now I'm teaching hot power yoga, and I have like some very part-time consulting type gigs.
Okay.
But I've been the right-hand woman to stressed, unorganized, entrepreneurial men, usually.
To what?
Okay. So you've been like an executive. You've been like more like an executive secretary. What is?
Like operations manager, COO.
Operations manager. Okay.
Type roles.
Okay. All right. So, so supportive and through organization. So, and then the first piece of it was the
hot power yoga.
Hot power yoga. So that puts you in either the rule keeper or the charismatic leader category. Okay. And you also have to, you know, constantly relate this to their profile. And any other work before that? Anything you consider, you know, hobbies, works, anything that you'd like love to do this type of thing? This is what I do.
Just
did you play sports? Did you like to compete? Were you the captain on the team?
No.
Did you, anything like that?
Oh no. Not that. I dabbled, like I did a season of JV of everything. I never wanted to lose
okay.
my vacation.
So it's not a big.
I didn't like being coached.
Okay.
I don't like people telling me what to do.
I don't like people telling me what to do. All right. Okay. All right. So, who generally comes to you? Who generally comes to you when you're doing whatever you're doing for work or even relationships, things like that? What's the?
I don't know. I have.
I think you're pretty close with the.
Like stressed people. Stressed people, overwhelmed, unorganized. People with a lot of balls in the air, a lot of stuff going on.
Okay.
And.
Nice. All right. So that's good. And then when you get these sort of lost people.
Mm-hmm.
What do you, what's your favorite, what's your first line of attack?
I just love taking things that are messy and unorganized and making them look clean.
Okay.
Like, that's my secret place, like I'm...
And how do you do that with them?
Get the bigger picture and like get a good sense of what's going on and like where the holes are and what they can do and what I can do to help things be more efficient and... clear.
Okay. Okay. So that's all rule keeper, right?
Maybe.
And the don't tell me what to do doesn't come from the rule keeper.
That you put, that in my physical life purpose point.
Which was what? Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which it is. Yeah. That's why. But you just mentioned it right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it's a huge she element of what you deliver. Huh?
Yeah.
So ice queen.
Ice queen.
Yeah.
Well,
so
if you say you're having a meeting and
so then do you think I
just
do those things and I don't really like doing them? But it's like I find it satisfying, but kind of like.
You do what things? The organizing things. No, but what we're after is the motivating. See, whatever you deliver, whatever business you deliver, whatever thing you think you're delivering, you're really delivering your core profile underneath it. You're delivering what it's like to have the kind of, you know, that kind of, you know, don't fuck with me. Don't tell me what to do. You know, you work with me, you know. I'm going to tell you what to do, but you're never going to let anybody else tell you what to do after this. Like you're going to know. I'm going to empower you to hold what I'm showing, what I do. I help you get this feeling. So
well, like I go in and I'm like, okay, this is trash, or like this is garbage, this doesn't work, like this does.
Right.
I don't know.
You're an efficiency expert.
As a gatekeeper.
Yeah. So, but I like the efficiency expert type of thing. So you like to? I think you got it with. I see the big picture, and then I point them in a new direction. Okay, I help them organize and point and get things. Because what you really don't like is just flat out disorganization, right? It's like somebody's like, because the way you but you describe the boss again that you work, that the guys you work for.
Well, one of them's my dad. Just like
that doesn't count.
Stressed and unorganized.
Stressed and unorganized.
And yes. But like lots going on, and like a lot of pressure and things on their plate. And
so I kind of feel like it's like you help them see the bigger picture, get rid of what's not needed, so that they can move forward with clarity and purpose, kind of, right? So it's, because it's not, it wouldn't just be business, right? If you were to talk to somebody about what was crazy in their life, mm-hmm. you'd be like, no, this isn't working in your life, this isn't, so that you could have that sort of clarity and purpose moving forward.
When you clear your space, you clear your mind.
Go ahead, Martha, you raised your hand. You can speak out.
Let me ask you a question. With dealing with these people, do you tend to play the person that people have to go to before they can get to the other people? Like, do you have to clear, like, if I wanted to see one of the people, the executives or whatever that you work for, I would have to go through you first before actually speaking with them? Do you do that sort of assistance? Like, so they're not bothered with every Tom, Dick, and Harry calling them?
No, it sounds more like you're just a fixer.
Yeah, so I'm right? thinking like...
Are you working as an executive secretary, which is the Martha's saying is that you'd be the liaison between them and the whole and the world.
The companies that I work for are so small. It's like like 5 people max.
Okay.
It's not like big organizations.
Okay. Okay. And you know, not having a huge long work history, kind of doesn't lend to this, but we can also, everything, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. So so it's really, there's an enjoyment of sort of straightening people out.
Yeah, it's like I go to my dad's once a week, he has a list, pile of mail, I go in, I'm out. And it's like, when I go in, he's all stressed out, oh my God, so much stuff, it's gonna take forever, I'm there for like an hour, everything's clean, perfect. Right. He's like, how do you do that? So well, so quick, just like crap. Uh-huh. Like, finances,
like
whatever.
I see through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, clarity, peace of mind, organization, calm.
So that's what they get.
Yeah.
Clarity, peace of mind, calm, and organization. Okay, so, all right, so what's she missing? So this, so she does deliver clarity, organization, calm, and peace of mind. Okay? Very rulekeeper. Not a rulekeeper, no, it's knowledgeable achiever. It's a knowledgeable achiever.
Efficiency? How does she do it?
Well, the question is, and what we had talked about at the last class, there may be parts you've never brought into class. You've never even acknowledged it within yourself yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so, what else do you get from Alice that she's not even put on the table yet?
She's got this silent wisdom.
I could be totally wrong, but there's a sense that if you're not going to bring 100% of your heart to me, don't even bother. Mm-hmm. If you're going to come and connect with me, come from a place of full of heart. And I've had glimpses of that beautiful heart here and there, probably between the 2 years. But if we're not in that heart place, don't even bother connecting with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going.
I'd say loyalty, like true, like sort of the flip side of that is if she's gonna give it to you, you get it all.
Yeah.
Trust.
I think that she's fearless. I think that one of the things that, like that part of her that's like, I don't give a fuck, right? It's not actually true, but it's the easy from your generation. It's the easy way to deliver that kind of strength, rather than standing for something. It's easier just to be against everything.
Yeah.
Like I don't give a fuck about anything. So there's a real power. There's a real strength in her.
Fearless.
Well, a fearless humor. Part.
Yeah.
What?
It's like a humor too, to like be able to laugh at or poke fun at problems or challenges that people are having. Like that's part of the fearlessness of it.
Well, and that's, you got it. You got it. That's what I'm saying. It's like, so she's going into an office with some, you know, executive or her dad or whoever it is, and she's going to tell him stuff that he didn't want to hear. Okay, you know, and not and but just like look, I'm gonna, and not doing it in a bad way. Yeah. Feel, yeah. Right. Yeah, when it's, but this is her core. At her core, she's going to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Kind of she's going to fearlessly tell the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. In her core. Mm-hmm. In standing up here with me, she's telling me the story.
Right.
Right. She told me the story of how she does X, Y, Z. But the truth is that there's so much more that you think that you don't ever say. Mm-hmm. You're like the Cheshire Cat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you're willing to see that people really need your strength, your guidance, your humor, right? You're like, you're gonna do that? And I'm sure you'd do that, you know. Even if it's only with Andrew, it's like, come on, man. What's up with that? Right? You know, so that kind of a strong, fearless kind of like willingness to take on anything. I think that's a huge quality within you. Okay? So and so what did they get? I help people. So what's your final thing? What did you write?
I help stressed, overwhelmed people feel organized and clear.
Mm. True, but not the whole thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's something
so,
else.
So I
fearlessly
with humor.
So basically, what happens when someone deals with you from a position of they really want to make you better, but they pull no punches in how they talk?
No BS.
Yeah. Right, they're direct, they're all, so once again, but those are back in three, those are what she's doing, okay? What do you get when someone's that
bottom
direct
line.
With you?
Reality.
Bottom line, you don't
you
get
it.
I think we're getting back to the trust thing,
you
right?
Get a new perspective.
You get reality.
Truth.
You feel it's
authentic. You get the truth.
It's,
right.
But
it's
the
refreshing.
Way I think she's doing, I've seen such glimpses of your huge heart that you have. You get the truth in a very loving, supportive way, almost kind of like,
we don't have to put, everybody's been trying to work this back around to the loving, supportive, you know, whatever it is. Heidi does it because she's got the EIS. The truth is that the soul is infinitely, unconditionally loving. Everything she does, when she pokes you, right, when she gives you that poke, that's as loving as she can be.
Right?
That's it, baby.
Poke of Alice.
Right? And you're just like, bam. Right? But it's not a fuck you. It's really just, it's really like a, come on, you need to look at this. Like, I'm doing it with you right now. I'm like, stop hiding. The reality is that this is your deliverable. This is that fearless willingness to do whatever you're doing also makes you fearlessly unwilling to do a lot of things or try a lot of things because you know they're just not going to work out. Right? And so you sabotage yourself before you can try. But you can bring that ability into anything. And people need it. And you'll have fun delivering that message. But if you have to go in there and be a rule keeper all the time, you can only handle that for about an hour and then you're out of there.
Yeah. I'm still unclear.
So, right, and so you can re-listen to the audio on this, but basically, yeah.
Well, what's my final statement?
I was going to say, because you know, when you speak, we know you're telling the truth. There's some courage that you give someone else to be that because you know that they're giving you the honesty and clarity in that.
Yeah, I think you deliver clarity
like
for
what
people.
You were saying to me and Alice as we were walking here.
Same?
So let's start. I show people how, yes?
Fearless honesty for the person to see themselves.
That's good. That's three again, Till, right? Still.
Courage
fearless
to
honesty to help the person see themselves. So what is her, so I...
It's a like a fresh perspective.
I give people...
Tries to be authentic. Space.
I give people a fresh perspective on, you know, where I give people the ability to see themselves clearly. We talked about that, so this, we get back to clarity, you know. I help people move beyond the fog and confusion of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By cutting through the BS.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Feel empowered and fearless in living, you know, you can say their dream or whatever it is.
Authentic,
you know.
Life, maybe?
What?
Authentic?
More, yeah, so, but basically, whatever you want to add to the end of that.
Non-bullshit or something.
Yeah. You already did the non-bullshit with the top part, so read it up till then.
What?
Just read.
This?
So I show people how, yeah.
Oh, I help stressed, overwhelmed people feel organized.
No, what we just taught. I give people the ability to see themselves.
All right, but then I restarted. I help people move beyond the fog / confusion of their lives and
feel empowered.
Feel empowered.
To, you know, to see their own, you know, honor their own abilities. And, you know, and, you know, do we already use fearlessly? We use fearlessly in there, right? That's okay. A sentence or two is fine. I help people move beyond the fog of confusion. To feel empowered to honor their own abilities fearlessly.
Yeah, fearlessly. Honor their own abilities fearlessly.
Honor their own abilities fearlessly.
And take themselves lightly.
And to take themselves lightly.
I help people
move the fog of confusion in their lives and feel maybe, no, not as passionate, you know, you make them feel
they don't feel empowered to do anything, they're just...
I think it's that you allow them to accept their limitations, like your father, and I relate to an artist, and you come in and you clean up the mess he can't handle.
But if someone's accepting limitations, what are they doing? They're feeling good, they're feeling nice, they're feeling loved, they're feeling, right, I'm accepting my limitations because you just made it safe for me to do that. And what am I feeling? I'm feeling safe. Feeling, you know, what is that?
Okay.
So that's the word we're after.
Supported.
Here. So, but you also use a wise ass kind of energy in it. So, people.
It's humor.
Right.
Disarming.
I bet it's.
So you can say something like, I use laser pointed humor to, and then write the rest of it. Right? I use laser pointed to help people move beyond the fog of confusion in their lives. Right? And honor the and honor their abilities, forget the empowered, you just go and honor their abilities fearlessly.
Abilities.
Honor their do it right. Honor their abilities and inabilities fearlessly. All right, so you can have your wise ass comment right into your thing. All right.